Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, July 3rd. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 161 years ago, today in 1863, the Battle of Gettysburg ended. Following 3 days of intense fighting, casualties numbered more than 50,000. With a victory for the Union forces, the Battle of Gettysburg was seen as a turning point in the American Civil War. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect knee to stomach high waves midweek, building to waist to shoulder high towards the weekend. Mornings will be semi-glassy to glassy with light wind, turning semi-choppy by afternoons as wind increase. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair to choppy throughout the day at 3+ feet. Early morning and sunset is your best bet for good waves with fair conditions. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming tide when the northwest swell is 1 foot at 17 seconds and the onshore wind is 5 miles per hour. The first high tide Wednesday will be 3.5 feet at 9:15 a.m. with a 3-foot low tide at 1:30 p.m. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and feels like 66 degrees with 2 mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8 and will rise again tomorrow at 5:46. It looks like we're in for some clouds through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 77 and west wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, it'll be foggy with a low around 66. Looking ahead in the weather, Independence Day will be cloudy through mid-morning, clearing up with a high near 78 after morning fog. Friday will be cloudy through mid-morning, clearing up with a high near 79 after morning fog. And this weekend will be mostly sunny, with highs in the low 80s, with more morning fog. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Coronado Shoreline is open to the public again after meeting state health standards. The County Department of Environmental Health and Quality announced this following an improved water quality sample. Previously, the beach was closed due to excessive bacteria levels. However, other closures remain in effect for Tijuana Slough, Imperial Beach, and the Silver Strand because of high bacteria levels. Officials advise avoiding water contact as it may cause illness. An advisory also remains for the La Jolla Children's School and Dog Beach in Ocean Beach. For more information, visit the San Diego Beach Info website. Now on to sports. The NBA free agency period kicked off with major moves. The Boston Celtics signed Jason Tatum to a 5-year, $314 million Supermax extension, the richest deal in NBA history. The Philadelphia 76ers secured 9-time All-Star Paul George with a 4-year, $212 million contract. The Dallas Mavericks signed Klay Thompson to a 3-year, $50 million deal. and Chris Paul joined the San Antonio Spurs on a one-year, $11 million contract. Notably, new salary cap rules, including the second apron, impose heavy financial penalties, influencing team strategies. In local sports, the Padres on the road lost to the Rangers 7-0. And tonight, they're back at it for game two of the three-game series. In top news, historically, July is a strong month for the stock market. The S&P 500 has averaged a gain of 1.7% in July since 1928, finishing in positive territory 60% of the time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has an even better track record, ending with gains 65% of the time since 1897. However, the market's concentration in big tech stocks could challenge this historical trend. Notably, 30% of the index's first-half gains came from NVIDIA. If top companies falter in July, it could significantly impact overall market performance. In business news, Robinhood Markets has acquired Pluto, an AI-driven investment research company, to enhance its customer offerings. Pluto's founder and CEO, Jacob Sansbury, joins Robinhood's leadership to integrate these AI capabilities. The acquisition aims to provide Robinhood customers with advanced data analysis, personalized investment strategies, and portfolio optimization. Mayank Agarwal, Robinhood's Vice President of Engineering, highlighted Pluto's potential to democratize finance through AI. This move aligns with Robinhood's broader strategy, which includes expanding into financial advice. Recently, Robinhood also purchased Bitstamp for $200 million to bolster its cryptocurrency services. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $62,000. Ethereum is nearing $3,400. And Solana is $153. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Internet browsers are getting a makeover for the workplace. Commercial web browsers were not originally built for business needs. However, new enterprise browsers are emerging to offer better security and user experiences for workplace applications. Traditional browsers designed for consumers now connect to various workplace apps, but often require complex setups, like virtual private networks, which can compromise user experience. Companies like Google, Microsoft, Island, and here are developing browsers with built-in security and seamless app integration. Experts predict that by 2030, enterprise browsers will become essential for workforce productivity and security. And in entertainment news, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are set to star in the Netflix thriller R.I.P., directed by Joe Carnahan. The film will be produced by Artists Equity, the studio founded by Affleck and Damon in 2022. Plot details and release date are still under wraps. Affleck and Damon, known for Good Will Hunting, have collaborated frequently over the years. Their recent projects include The Last Duel and Hair. Damon was recently seen in Oppenheimer and Affleck in The Flash. Joe Carnahan's previous works include Narc and Smoke and Aces. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. And he said, "Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives, that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.